Fiat. December 18th, 1937. All that is done in the divine will acquires the divine life. And these lives swim and float within the seas of love of the divine volition. I am prey to the divine volition, which does nothing other than unleash seas of light and of love from itself. But it seems it is not content if it does not see the life or the light of its will and the little love of the creature that pours out of her, meeting each other, kissing and loving each other with one single love. Oh, how it celebrates then! And in its emphasis of love, it says, the life of my will is inside and outside the creature. Therefore, I possess her. She is all mine. And then I was thinking, doesn't the little love of the creature disappear within the immense sea of the divine love? Am I always lovable Jesus, returning to visit my little soul? As though inundated within his flames of love, told me, daughter of my will, everything that the creature does, which has my will as origin and as life, be they even small things, each of them contains a divine life. So, in the endless sea of my will and of my love, one can see swimming and floating many little lives of love and of light that have taken their place inside our sea. Oh, how requited we feel, because it is life of love that she gave us in her little love. And it is life of light that she gave us in doing her acts. In fact, they have been formed in the center of the life of our fiat, which possesses the true life, and therefore whatever comes out of it are lives, which my fiat creates first, forming them within itself, and then issues outside, as though delivering them from within its divine womb. Therefore, each I love you possesses the life of love. Each adoration possesses the life of divine adoration. Each virtue that the creature exercises possesses, one, the life of divine goodness, one, the wisdom, one, the fortitude, one, the power, one, the sanctity. And since there are little lives which have received life from our life, they cannot stay still, but they run and come to continue their little life inside our interminable seas. Oh, how they love us. They may be small, but we know that the creature can only give us what is little, because the great things, the immensities, are ours. The creature does not even know where to put them if we want to give them to her. Therefore, it is necessary for her to take refuge in us, and we, seeing her inside our seas, feel requited with that love which we want from the creature. I remained pensive about what Jesus was saying, and he added, do you want to see it, to convince yourself of what I'm telling you? At that moment, Jesus made me see his endless seas investing heaven and earth, and the little love of the creature, and all the rest done in his divine will, like many lives, but beautiful, swimming inside these seas. Some remained on the surface to fix their gazes on their Creator. Some would run into his arms, one hugging him, another kissing him. Another one would plunge itself deep inside the sea. In some, they were making 1,000 affections and stratagems for he from whom they had received life. The Supreme Being was looking at them, but with such love as to call the whole celestial court to celebrate together with him, saying to all, Look at them, how beautiful they are. These lives, formed by the acts of the creature and by my will, are my glory, my triumph, my smile, the echo of my love, of our harmony, of our happiness. Now, I could see these lives in the sun, in the stars, in the air, in the wind, in the sea. Each I love you was a life of love that ran to take its place of honor inside the divine seas. What enchantment, what beauties, how many unspeakable surprises. I remained mute, and I did not know what to say. And Jesus, my daughter, did you see? How many rare beauties of life my will can do. Its love and its jealousy are such that it keeps them inside its own sea. But this is not all yet, my daughter. I want to tell you another surprise. For the creature who lives in my will, one I love you, does not wait for another. With the little life of love contained in the prodigious I love you, one runs ahead, another escapes behind, another flies to take its place inside our endless sea. They compete among themselves. One runs faster, another wants to place itself in the front, another wants to be the first to throw itself into our arms, and yet another makes a jump up to enclosing itself inside our divine womb. Life cannot stay motionless. These little lives, however small, have a breath, a heartbeat, a step, and a voice. They are all eyes to look at us. Therefore, they breathe love and give us love. They palpitate with love and have our same step as we move and walk because we love. Their voices constantly speak to us of love, and they love so much that they want to hear constantly our story of eternal love. These little lives never die. They are eternal with us. The I love you, the acts in my will, populate heaven. These little lives diffuse themselves everywhere, in the entire creation, in the saints, in the angels. And how many of them run around the Queen? Everywhere do they want their place, to the extent of descending into the hearts of the creatures on earth, saying among themselves, how can our Creator remain inside the human hearts without our little life of love? Ah, no, no. We are little. We can enter into them and love our Creator for them. These little lives are the enchantment of all heaven. They are the greatest marvels of our Supreme Being. They are the true requiters of our eternal love. They have such unique follies of love that by merely looking at them, it is known that they are our daughters, lives formed and created by our divine volition. But who can tell my surprise? And Jesus, do not be surprised. My life down here also did nothing other than release life from me. So much so that my steps still walk after everyone. They never stop. Even more, all centuries will have the life of my steps. My mouth is still speaking because each one of my words contained a life and therefore it continues to speak. Only those who do not want to listen do not hear my voice. My tears are full of lives and are always in act of pouring themselves upon the sinner in order to touch him, to move him to repentance, and to convert him, as well as upon upright and good souls to embellish them and captivate their hearts to love me. Each pain, each drop of my blood are distinct lives of mine that they contain. And therefore, they form the strength for the pains of creatures and the bath for all their sins. These are the prodigies of my will. Wherever it reigns with the creative virtue it possesses by nature, over each tiny little thing, even a small trifle, it does create life to make us loved. You must be convinced that in the face of such great love of ours, we just cannot be without anyone who loves us. Therefore, our will, which takes care of everything and knows how to do it all, creates many lives out of the acts of the creature who lives in it. It acts as substitutor for our love and renders less restless our yearning of love and our eternal delirium, for we want to be loved. Therefore, live always in our will. Love always, and you will be the new enchantment of the whole of heaven and our perennial feast. And we will be your feast. We will celebrate each other.